Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Rashami Kanani, who is the co-producer of iGod. I apologize if I mispronounced her name. iGod is a wonderful documentary about the ultimate questions in life. Many of the spiritual leaders and teachers from all walks of religion, spirituality, and other types of people are in the film giving their opinions. And what is so amazing to me is that the wide variety of belief systems that we have here on planet Earth about God. Thank you very much for joining us today. Well, I'm sorry we started a little bit late. We are here to talk with Rashami about iGod. Welcome.
Hi there, Susan. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm ringing you from Sweden, where the weather is wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. What time is it there?
Oh, it's 6 o'clock in the evening, so that's fine.
That's not too bad. Okay, great. So, well, tell the listening audience a little bit about how you came up with the concept of this movie and how you were able to get the people involved to give their opinions and explore this topic.
Well, I'm a teacher of Reiki Masters, and I work with many modalities of energy medicine, and I work with Ascended Masters and Archangelics, and so I felt impulsed to channel three books: The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, Buddha Speaks to the Buddha Nature Within, and then Shiva Speaks, Conversations with Mahavatar Babaji. And then I felt this voice inside me say that I had to make a spiritual film. And then I've met Woody Allen, and I thought it would be with him in London, is where I met him. And then I went to the States on one of my books with my publishers, Robert Friedman, who's also the publisher of Neil Donald Walsh's books, Conversations with God. And he suggested I co-produce this film called iGod with Neil Donald Walsh himself and his son, who's an award-winning filmmaker called Jonathan Friedman. So then I went to meet Neil Donald Walsh, and I mean, I didn't know any of this was going to happen, but this voice was telling me it's all going to happen. And so we went through the concept, and that was just the beginning.
All right. Well, the film is really pretty incredible. I think that the ideas, I mean, you can see the different, especially the more advanced teachers, channeling the answers that are just amazing. And then you also see the standpoint from traditional religion, which, you know, has sometimes a very different viewpoint, but certainly because so many people believe in traditional religion, it has an impact on the earth and the current state of the earth. So you can really see how the dichotomy in belief systems is it's shifting, but yet it's still having a great effect on how we're advancing here on Earth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Susan. It's a pretty deep film because, you know, it's got so many bits and pieces to it, and we have people off the street that we're asking the same five questions to, mm-hmm. about is there heaven and hell, and is there right and wrong, and why are we here, and so on, which really take people much deeper within. And we're asking this question of people off the street at random, and I think they're the stars of the film, personally. I just love their answers because they're just sort of in their heart and spontaneous. And then we have the specialists, you know, Neil Donald Walsh, myself, speaking about the divine feminine mm-hmm. perspective and the Reiki energy mastery perspective. And then we have, you know, Deepak Chopra, Mariam Williamson, James Von Prague, Debbie Ford, Amit Goswami with the quantum physics perspective, and pagans and people, heads of the different religious denominations. So it's a very meaty film, and if you buy it, then, you know, you can re-watch bits and pieces because it's sort of multidimensional in that sense. It gives you different perspectives each time. And it's really important for bringing peace within and peace without on the planet, because at the end of the film, we sort of wrap up with you know, there is really, it's up to each of the people watching the film. However, for me, it's just about the unity within the different languages that each person speaks in, you know, that there is a common thread of the unified field of consciousness.
Yeah, one thing that I noticed watching the film is there is quite a dichotomy between the Old Testament and the New Testament, that some of the experts seem to bridge kind of like without really addressing it, and then others bridge in a different way, saying that Jesus came to correct some of these things. But, you know, my understanding, and it's just my understanding, it might not be correct, is that the Old Testament gods were more Palladian gods or more, you know, Yahweh was not the God, the overall God, the one God, but was masquerading as God. And that, that would be, Moses actually thought Yahweh was God, but, you know, later on, Jesus came to correct that notion. But I didn't see that really presented in the film, but that might explain why the New Testament and Old Testament are so different.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point you're making. You know, from my perspective, it's very much about I, God, is that I, the divine is within me. You know, when we say namaste in India, it's like God, goddess within me. Bow to the God Goddess within you. And so most of the answers from the Western perspective were that God is outside of ourselves and that God is a concept and that God can be comprehended from the mind and as a belief. And I think I'm the only speaker in the whole film that says that God is not a belief. It is an experiential understanding that we get, maybe not essentially from our religions, but through being in nature or a mystical experience, and that the, you know, that God is all that is, and we give it different names, but that divine energy exists within each of us, and we all together form the unified field of consciousness. So I wanted really to just bring forward the not just the New Age perspectives, but the, you know, more the more current perspectives, and you know, Bob and Jonathan wanted as many as we could get perspectives, even from the old religious beliefs, because, you know, it's a bridging film between what was and has been the religious perspective for so long.
We're interviewing the producer of I, God, Rashmi Kanani.
So iGod is available on iTunes, and it's also available as a DVD and a Blu-ray version. And the film, the links to iGod for Amazon and Beyond Words are on rashmikilnani.com, Neil Donald Walsh's website, and also we have a website for the film, igodthefilm.com.
Can you go ahead and spell your name if people want to write it down? That might be important.
Yeah, so rashmikilnani.com is rashmikilnani.com, rashmikilnani. I'm also on Facebook, and we have a Facebook page for the film I, God. And, yeah, we have a website, igodthefilm.com. So I think you'll probably put the website down on your radio show as well, on the website, hopefully.
Well, if you read books or talk to people who've had cosmic consciousness types of experiences, they're all pretty similar. And I would say that experience, which often occurs in near-death experiences or just in terms of other people who are doing a lot of spiritual work, it's pretty much the same description, and that's that you realize because of an experience that you have that you are one with everything. Your consciousness expands out and continues to expand and it continues to expand, and then your consciousness is encompassing all that is, all that you can determine that is. And then you gradually come back in into the separate consciousness that is our everyday consciousness that we walk around in. And then perhaps masters can stay closer to this consciousness on a continuous basis. But in general, most of us aren't able to maintain that. Would you say that's correct?
Yes, definitely. All my three books are channeling. The first book is channeling the goddess Hathor on ancient Egyptian mystery school and about the archetypal energies and you know, the mystery school perspective and so on. And the Buddha Speak is channeling the Buddha nature within. And Shiva Speaks is channeling Mahavatar Babaji, who was mentioned in Autobiography of a Yogi and, you know, goes back and he taught Jesus, Moses, Elijah. And really on these higher levels, time and space don't really exist and we, you know, there's no separation between us and the beings and the archangels and the ascended masters and all that is. So it, in the unified field, then you are able to access different energies, as you said, through meditation or being in nature or different mystical experiences.
So, you know, the majority of humans have not had that experience, and other than maybe if they've investigated near-death experiences, some have not even heard of this experience. So it probably is, without knowing that it exists, it probably would be very difficult to understand God as, you know, as you and I understand God, because we have had these experiences.
And that's why these books, you know, and the film were, I was impulsed by the Ascended Masters, particularly Mahavatar Babaji, to produce this film and make it happen and to channel these books so that they're very simple books, they're very easy to read, they're very down to earth and simple language, and it's the decoding of the wisdom teachings of you know, all time and the universal laws and principles, and they carry the energy behind the words to help reawaken people's encodings and their DNA to you know, we already know what we know, but it's also about you know, embodying it and then walking it and being it, and so very quickly you can expand your consciousness. As long as there's a bit of attention and intention to do so. So it's all within free will and the higher good. Nobody can be forced into, you know, raising their consciousness or expanding their experience.
Yeah, some of my spiritual teachers were awakening during the 60s, and they said that it was very difficult to channel. It was very difficult to, in fact, Edgar Cayce was a trance channeler. He didn't even do it consciously. And they found it very, very difficult to access this realm in terms of, you know, the time it took, the concentration it took, and the toll on the physical body in some cases. So as we move into the 80s and 90s, there was kind of an explosion of spiritual teachers coming through channels, Jane Roberts and Seth, and huge numbers of
Barbara Marciniak and Barbara Hanclow and the Pleiadian teachings and so on. Yeah, the set material was definitely an amazing beginning of something very, very high energy being re-given, because this is a wake-up cycle now after 26,000 years of being asleep. And then when you study Reiki energy mastery, it's not just Yasui and Tibetan Reiki. We go on to Seikim, Seishim, Rakuke, which is shamanic Reiki energy mastery, and that is universal life force energy. And then you reawaken through initiations, which are energy transfers, attunements into the higher realms and to the reawakening of the encodings of the DNA within and re-remembering, because that's all it is really, because, you know, we've all been all that is and had many lifetimes and so on. And so, it's a very, very exciting time on planet Earth. And these tools are there for people now so that we prevent ISIS and all the strife on the planet and fighting with each other, which we've done for 26,000 years of fight, flight, and the male energies, the patriarchal, which is nothing to do with men and, you know, just men and women as a gender, but it's to do with the energies of the male energies of fight, flight, competition, control, domination, and then the feminine energy, which is rising now in the hearts of men and women, is an energy of allowing, being, intuition, slowing down, and a timeless space, you know, space of all knowingness, you know.
and there's some
creativity.
Right, and there's some galactic things that are happening that's going to help us as well. There's predictions of an event coming where, well, the galactic energies are already coming in. They've actually been coming in since 2012, I believe, helping align.
Even
everything.
Before the the harmonic convergence and all of that.
Right.
And so these books and this film, it's all about this wake up time. And it's very exciting, and the Pleiadian and the Syrian energies. The whole of Egyptian Mystery School is impulsed through the Syrian energy, and Akhenaton, many thousand years before Jesus, grounded the Christ energy together with Nefertiti. They were very high energy beings, intergalactic beings that came into bodies on Earth. And then the energy was cut because he got into the light and dark part. And really the shadow is to be respected, because where there is light, a shadow will be created, but the shadow is not real. So all of that is covered in the first book, The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart. And the heart is a key now to this awakening, because we can't get it through the head, and that's what people are trying to do. Because the new energy of the age of Aquarius is to do with the heart, and not just the heart, but embodying it in the body, so being grounded as opposed to a spiritual space cadet. And that then becomes heaven on earth energy, which is the grounding of the intergalactic outer energies, the cosmic energies, together with the within energies, which ultimately are the energies of nothingness, void, black hole, unmanifest energies from which all manifest energies spring forth. And it's important to begin to understand and embrace nothingness so that we can co-create from clear spaces. And it's all within us, really. It's not outside of us.
Yeah, you have to get to a point, though, where you can access what's inside of you. Stop the mental chattering enough to get beyond that and understand the impulses, which can be coming through the feelings, emotions, and thoughts that are actually coming from a space that is trying to help you, your soul or your Holy Spirit or whatever you want to call it, the higher
soul,
self.
Yeah.
And getting in touch with that
and
staying in touch with that is the key. Staying in touch, not going just doing it on one day a week or when you're in
practice.
Trouble but doing it consistently,
it's practice. And so particularly the first book, The Divine Mother Speaks, it's like a handbook, and so is the Shiva Speak book, because that's about the current change, where everything's going to change, and there's a lot of confusion, in which is co-fusion to create the new pattern, and how to ride these waves of change and how to slow down as everything else seems to be speeding up around us, in order to be able to ground and stabilize in chaos, and how to access the inner wisdom. Because the mind chatter will, it's very difficult. It's like a dragon with many heads. You can't really fight it. But these tools are so available now, and very quickly people can access the healing is feeling, and that you can allow the thoughts, but you don't have to believe every single thought, and that most thoughts don't even belong to you. It's just part of the morphogenic field of consciousness, and the whole game is to deprogram oneself or come out of the programming and conditioning of the authority figures in our head that no longer really exist in the now moment, such as, I'm not good enough, from my father, mother, teacher, minister, whoever it was. And this whole idea of, right and wrong, good and bad, heaven and hell, that's really quite a limited Piscean perspective as well. Jesus, as far as my understanding from wisdom teachings, came to earth not really to show that he was dying for the sin of, we're not sinners and all this. And we don't really, as I say myself in the film, get judged when we leave this planet. We look down and, we took on a role as a Shakespearean play, and we were the actor, director, producer of that play, and the script writer. And then we look at it and decide ourselves which bits we want to tweak. Did we learn the lessons we came to learn in this most dense part of conscious reality? Because we choose this as an experience. and right. and then we'd like to come back and tweak something or re-experience something. And that's why, as a healer, if somebody has chosen blindness on soul level as an experiential situation mm-hmm. in that lifetime, then if I try and heal them from blindness, then that's taking away what they've come to experience. On the other hand, if part of that experience is within the script at a certain point to be healed of that, then mm-hmm. the healing can work. And so, you know, right. there are layers yeah. upon layers of multidimensional reality for each of us that, and people are really waking up now to these energies with the solar flares and the, you know, the beings of light. And but there's no ETs or intergalactics that are going to save us. Each of us have to choose, because we are in a free will zone, to jump and take the baby steps. And some of us are ascension pioneers, like myself and probably yourself, that are here to ride the crest of the wave into the new. And that takes a lot of courage of the heart, and it takes a lot of embracing the unknown moment to moment and understanding the wisdom of uncertainty, which really the whole collective has to go through. But some of us, as we embody these new frequencies that are not new really, and balance the male-female energies within and embody and ground these energies, then we have the 100 monkey syndrome, and we carry the collective with us. Suddenly everybody gets it and gets more and more of it, of this new frequency. It's a whole new spirituality. It's almost like the old spiritual rules, even of the new age, are not working, and there are upgrades on that, because evolution is continuous, and this is a grand wake-up cycle where the plan is for 7 billion to wake up to unity consciousness, which sometimes in the new age is referred to as Christ consciousness or the unified field of consciousness, and yet be individuals at the same time.
Yeah, I think that the key to this is understanding that we have choices in terms of a vibratory spectrum that we can attune to. And that if you attune to a very low vibrational rate, you become susceptible to a lot of things that are not pleasant. And then if you can attune to a higher vibratory rate, reality itself shifts, and your external reality will change. But it's all really where you're attuning to. And so we have extraterrestrials that are fifth and sixth dimensional that we can communicate with through telethought communication, that went through the same cycles we're going through, but maybe millions of years ago, and are here to help us. But like you said, they're not here to rescue us, because that would interfere with our free will and our journey, because we're not victims. We don't have to be rescued. We just have to remember how to get through this. And some of us, I think, like you and I, have done it on multiple planets multiple times before, so we're kind of the advanced team.
That's right.
And that
that's right.
And so we have more of a memory.
Actually, this experiment has never happened before. So even our brothers and sisters in the other dimensions and higher dimensions are all going through this massive burst of consciousness. And what it is that we are all simultaneously going to be multidimensional and wake mm-hmm. up to multidimensionality, which covers all dimensions and ultimately covers nothingness and beyond dimensions, you know, the state of oneness, of nothingness and everythingness at the same time. And then within that, being able to access different time-space continuums and different dimensions. And to be able to reconnect to the siddhis, which in Sanskrit, you know, the gifts, which are teleportation and, you know, the various gifts of intuition and being able to be in different time-space continuums mm-hmm. simultaneously. And that's what quantum physics is also now meeting metaphysics once again. It's even scientifically a fact that, you know, a being or a particle can exist simultaneously in many places at the same time. And that the observer, totally, as you've just said, Susan, affects that which is being observed. So if we come from the mind, we're coming from a very limited perspective. The mind is going to keep rambling, and we don't need to stop it because it's quite difficult for most. But we can just watch the thoughts come and go like clouds and choose differently from the different thoughts, such as, you know, I'm not good enough. That's the key issue for most people. And the truth is we already are love. We deserve love. We are love. Mm-hmm. We are innocent. And Jesus didn't really come to, you know, because we are sinners, etc. And if we keep believing that the limitation of the Piscean age, then that's what we'll keep getting. However, if we choose the higher perspective, which is that we have choice and that we can jump timelines to frequencies of the heart, and the heart, embodied heart, grounded heart frequencies are unlimited frequencies. And these exist within us, and that's what in Western spirituality and in the New Age sometimes is ignored, that all this exists within us and it's even beyond, and that all the ETs, dimensions, universes exist within us. It's from the within to the without and not from the without to the within. That's universal law.
Yeah, what we see without is the projection of what is within.
That's right.
And what I think I hear you saying, which I think it's hard to imagine this happening, but I'm getting some indication that it already is, that we're going to be able to remember our multidimensional nature. In other words, we're going to be able to consciously remember, because I think we have a sense
of it. Many of us have already remembered, you know, in initiations through the Reiki Energy Mastery, through different ways. Mm-hmm. Many of us are already having total recall and more recall, and then are able to access different dimensions, different beings from within ourselves or from actual sacred sites on the planet. But I no longer have to. I was conceived in Egypt by the Great Pyramid of Giza, and I have recall of coming down through Venus and the higher dimensions of the Hathor beings that are 13-dimensional beings to Earth for this wake-up time to help facilitate the waking up of the heart frequencies on the planet, which is why when I did channel this book, I was not surprised that I wrote a book called The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, and then went across the globe, you know, where people that don't even know what I do and who I am ask for the blessings of the Divine Mother or the Divine Feminine, or tell me that they prayed to some aspect of the Divine Feminine or to the Divine, and then I popped up and, you know, gave them a simultaneous healing on the road or in the cafe. Or it's not no longer needed to just have it all in the temples or in some sort of formal workshop. And so as we, you know, just it's all about allowance. You know, people say, how can I this, that, and the other? It's just to allow it. And to allow it, you need to create a space. You need to slow down. You need to have a gap and get off the gizmos and get into nature and connect with the children and connect with play and song and dance and art and whatever it is that we did as little children, because we came with a high frequency, most of us, from other dimensions and planets, or at least our soul was pretty pure when we first arrived, and then the programming started. But this is a very, very special time that every soul on the planet has chosen, and it's at the same time extremely challenging to let go of the Piscean and the patriarchal frequencies of 26,000 years. But, you know, we've been through many gates now between 2012 and now, and even before that. And so the first wave of ascension is already happening, and the second is beginning to wake up and so on. And it's, at the same time, it's happening simultaneously. And we can't really understand it in a linear perspective. And even us ascension pioneers at the crest of the wave are taking baby steps in the new, because even the ETs around us don't know exactly what's going to happen, because this has never happened before like this, where a whole planet is ascending and everybody on it will be taken with that, with the planet Gaia, Mother Earth, and in this way. And so beings from many time-space continuums are watching us right now with great excitement, because this explosion of consciousness is going to affect the whole of manifest reality of many universes and many dimensions.
Yeah, the information that I got was that Earth is the last planet of third dimensional vibration in the solar system, so that it is actually delaying the solar system's ascension, and that's why this ascension of the planet, the planetary ascension, is so important, because we're holding back the solar and the solar ascensions. So it is truly a interesting time.
And yet Gaia is one of the most amazing places to be on, because there's certain things that we can experience in a human body that you can't anywhere else.
True.
And, such as, you know, physical sex or physically eating food, you know, it's not the same in the highest of dimensions. It's different. And to transcend these dense frequencies of the patriarchal 26,000 years, we chose to go into Team Dark and go into the darkest spaces. And we chose that at this time now we will, they'll be mm-hmm. coming out of the galactic night into the dawn, the bringers of the dawn of the new age, of a very golden age on Earth, where heaven on Earth will exist on Earth. In other words, mm-hmm. it won't just be Earth anymore. It will be bringing together everything on Earth. And we can't conceive of that, but it's happening more and more for many of us, where we're seeing different colors, and even nature's looking different to me now. And mm-hmm. everything's becoming more and more lucid, and the veils are truly thinning, and I'm able to just read people's thoughts, or, you know, as an empath and so on. And so many of the children and the youngsters are coming with such super consciousness, you know. I'm in Sweden mm-hmm. teaching at the moment, and just, you know, the 3-year-old and the 21-year-old and the 17-year-old and the music they're creating. And, mm-hmm. you know, it just takes eyes to see and ears to hear. And it's all our senses, the 6th, 7th, 8th senses are all awakening. And it's already one, you know. Like when we say solar and intergalactic, that's still duality. So that's very mm-hmm. well explained in my book, The Divine Mother Speaks Healing in the Human Art, about the difference between relative reality and absolute reality. So mm-hmm. in relative reality, we can have individuals, we can have planets, we can have dimensions, mm-hmm. but in absolute reality, there's no such thing. It's all one.
Yeah, and the nothingness that you're talking about is also called the void, and that's what creation comes out of. Which
zero
is
point energy, void, black hole energy,
right.
And shunya and mahamudra in the Buddhist way of understanding
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And there's plenty of evidence out there that our universe is not the totality of what's out there in the third dimension either. So, you know, there's other universes, there's other experiments going on, and it's pretty mind-boggling. But as you go
like
up,
an orgasmic experience of all the dimensions coming together on
yeah.
Earth, within us, as us, in some form of body. Though we're mm-hmm. moving from carbon to crystalline, we're moving to golden diamond energy within us. And that's where many of us, like myself, I don't know about you, Susan, but I'm sure, you know, we're going through very intense ascension symptoms. Sometimes we need to eat more, sometimes less. There's certain things we can't do. We're getting more and more energy sensitive. We're needing to sometimes sleep a lot. Sometimes we don't sleep at all. And mm-hmm. you know, you can just feel that the body is going through all of this. And it is challenging. But for our listeners, you know, it's like just take the baby steps now, because otherwise it's all happening anyways. And you start feeling like you're going crazy, because every single energy within and without now is pushing for this, you know, mental energy of the mind and the programming to deconstruct, to dissolve, to destruct, you know, for the creation of the new order, for the higher octave
mm-hmm.
within us, which is the heart energy, which is the opening of that heart energy and the soul energy and the divine energy within us, which then sees the other, whoever that is in front of us, or whichever mm-hmm. planet or dimension it is, as us, in Lakesh.
Right.
In you I see another me.
I have a couple of suggestions to help with ascension, especially the ascension symptoms that are happening now. Ascension requires magnesium, so if you're having muscle cramps, muscle aches, other symptoms of magnesium deficiency, you can look them up on the internet. Magnesium malic acid is particularly good because malic acid feeds the Krebs cycle. And then some people actually do magnesium lotion or oil, which is also equally good if they're real deficient. Epsom salt baths, if you've got problems with money, you can buy Epsom salts for less than 50 cents at Walmart. These magnesium replacement is critical. Also, just listen to your body. Yesterday, it's funny, we were in surgery for about 14 hours yesterday. I come out of surgery and I have explosive diarrhea, right? So I never have explosive diarrhea. It just doesn't happen. So I ask why, and what I hear is Ascension symptom. So obviously I'm not going to go eat a meal right then. You know, I'm going to be more careful. So I had a little bit of soup much later, but I basically rehydrated. I listened to what I needed to do for my body, but I thought that was funny. You know, you talk
funny
about
because
Ascension.
Just now before the show, I had real bad stomach cramps, and then I went and had some diarrhea, and then I thought,
yeah,
what's going
see,
on?
You and I, half
and
a
I
planet
it's,
apart,
it's,
having
it's
the same
Ascension.
Symptoms.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm working constantly on morphogenic healing, and that's not a doing thing, it's a being thing.
Yeah.
It's a being still thing. It's a slowing down thing. You know, sometimes people say, well, you're just hanging around on a chair or something. Well, no, I'm not. You know, so much is going on, and yet nothing is going on. And, you know, and yeah, so I realized, okay, this is my Ascension symptom. I hope I can do the radio show, and of course,
well,
had
you
some
know,
Ayurvedic mint, and here I am.
Well, I really believe, though, that like it waited until I was done with surgery, okay? So it's not random.
Right.
It's not like a virus that doesn't care if you're doing a radio show or doing surgery. It actually is coordinated with your soul, so that it happens at a time that is not, you know, not when you're out shopping or something. But basically listening to your body, listening to sleep when you're tired. You know, I get these melatonin storms in the middle of Saturdays, and I'm not a nap person, but yet I go sleep another 6 hours in the middle of the day. I've never done that before, and I'm 61 years old, you know. These are things that are different.
Very cool.
But listen to your body.
Yeah.
Don't try to push through these things. You can push through them, but it's not a good idea because I think the symptoms come back more, you know, in your face, and they could interfere with your activities. But you know, basically, much of what we're undergoing now is Ascension symptoms, which are very interesting.
Very interesting. And, so very often, you know, you feel like you need to go to the doctor, and if you should just follow your intuition a little bit, you just sort of get through what bit is what. And then, of course, if you do need to see your doctor, then that's quite valid as well, you know, then you go.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people are going to their doctors and doctors say, you know, we don't know what you're talking about, you know. It's like, it's not
well,
it's
they
a
also
flu-like
get a,
symptom,
a
but
whole
it's
bunch
not
of,
flu.
Yeah, they get a whole bunch of unnecessary testing. I had a friend who was jerking. And he had gone to a friend of mine who was a neurologist and gotten about $10,000 worth of negative testing. And then he came to our meditation group. And, of course, we diagnosed him right away with an energy blockage. I'm sure you know that's a symptom of an energy blockage. So we took him in the healing room, and about three of us worked on him, and the energy passed through, the blockage went away, and he never had jerking again. So, you know, you just have to have the right diagnosis. And sometimes it's better to see a Reiki master for some of these symptoms if they're energy blockages than it is a regular doctor. But then, you know, we do have cell phones, and if you have persistent headaches, you do sometimes need to go get an MRI to see if you have a brain tumor from the cell phone, you know. So you know, you just have to follow your inner guidance.
Just get off the gizmos, you know, often as you can to just get
right.
a break and be
or
in nature.
Put them away from you. Use them on speakerphone. Yeah. Or there's a number of protective things. Dr. Norm Shealy recently sent an email out that the Q-Link Clear was good for the cell phone. So there's technologies you can put that are relatively inexpensive, less than $40 you can put on your cell phone, protect you and your children, especially your children. Your children are at more risk for these disruptions. And specifically, the disruption is free radical formation. which increases the risk of neuroepithelial malignancies as well as other tumors in the head and neck. I know this because I have a mole in my retina that's trying to turn malignant that my ophthalmologist discovered, and so I have to be very careful about technology, including the iPad. It's not just the iPhone, it's all of the devices. And Kindle and everything.
The Wi-Fi, the Pleiadians.
Wi-Fi. I sleep in a
Faraday
cage.
A lot about Wi-Fi. True. Barbara Mosiniak's latest channelings. You know, and we have to.
Yeah.
Just create balance. You know.
Yeah.
Shunghide crystal, which is a very, very ancient crystal from Russia.
Yeah.
They've done all these scientific experiments, and I keep a shunghide crystal in my pocket, in my coat, and one by my bed, and I. You feel that does something as well.
I actually have one on my cell phone and one around my neck at all times. I interviewed this woman from France who was an expert on shunghide.
Two soul sisters, you and I.
Yeah, we are. Well, the radio show has helped me.
And I'm teaching something called Advanced Sound Wave Energy Therapy, and that's inaudible sound. And it's a very powerful system. It's a non-touch system. Where mm-hmm. the laser-like energy comes through your fingertips, and you're working on the neuropeptides and the neurotransmitters, and you're working on the right and left hemispheres of the brain, and balancing the right and left hemispheres, and clearing the electromagnetic grid of disease and congestion, because sound is what we're made of, even more than the light vis-a-vis mm-hmm. 3D physical reality. So, people can sort of look at these other modalities that are really, really powerful. It was given to a scientist, a Reiki master in the D.C. area. And my Reiki master students that have studied all the different systems of Reiki energy mastery, once they study advanced sound wave energy therapy and become practitioners and teachers, not practitioners of this, it's not so easy to become a teacher of it immediately, then they find amazing results in their cellular memory release. And it's all very quick and easy. And you pull energy at the head and the toe, at the feet, to create mm-hmm. a gap in the system and to release stress, which is fear. Stress is fear. And healing is making whole and complete, and it is love, really, you know, and mm-hmm. nothingness at the same time.
All right.
Simply.
Well, would you like to give your contact information one more time?
It's rashmikilnani.com. If you can put that on your website, I'd appreciate it. RASHMIKHILNANI.com. And I'm on Facebook where I share multiple posts on various things to do with ascension, healing, raising of consciousness, and what's happening on the planet, you know. And the books have their own pages, The Divine Mother Speaks, The Healing of the Human Heart, Buddha Speaks and Shiva Speaks, all very powerful books for this wake-up time and how to deal on a day-to-day level, you know, and bridge the mundane with the spiritual, which is all one. And the film I God, which is on Amazon and Beyond Words, and igotthefilm.com and Neil Donald Walsh and my website. And the radio shows on my blog, on my website, where you can re-listen to any one of the 100 radio shows, and you will receive high frequency of energy beyond the words in each show, including today's show, where people can heal just through listening to the voice and allowing the energies to work in and through them for wherever they put their attention and intention, such as on peace or healing or
This radio show will be on www.plasticos.com in about a week as well, and people can, listen to it there, download it. Neil Donald Walsh was on my television show, Your Health Today, so I actually got to meet him at one point. And most of your other guests have been on Temple of Health because I've been doing the show for 20 years. So
wow.
I've interviewed Dr. Amit Goswami at least, I don't know, 7 or 8 times, and Deepak Chopra was on my TV show, and his book was How to Know God. And one of my questions was, well, what do you do to follow up that? You know, what's the next book? So that was an interesting answer. But
Well, maybe we can do another show sometime on one of the books, because they're
That'd
all
be great.
Subjects.
I'd love to do that.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. And
you're
Sarah
welcome.
Would be happy to send you the books.
Please do, and we'll get you on. Yeah, we'll get you on.
Thank you so much.
If you want to do it all three at once, or if you want to do them individually, that's fine too.
I will ask her to be in touch with you, and then if we can share the radio show on Facebook and Twitter, etc., I'd be happy to do that to get receiving the help that they need right now as they go through this amazing time of change.
Great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. And please try to learn more about I, God. It's one of the most interesting films that I've watched in some time. Very well done, and a lot of very good wisdom from the people who are interviewed. We've been interviewing Rashmi Kilnani, who is the co-producer of I, God, as well as a healer and an author and a spiritual teacher. And next week, we will have on Becky Chambers, Homeopathy plus Whole Body Vibration, and then Kedar Prasad, Treat Concussion and PSD with Vitamins and Antioxidants. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.